coercion from my very limited young metaphysical standpoint is coercion something that you can easily do, easier do with animals or with people?
Animals, it depends on their instinctual level. People, it can be harder, but it can also be easier. There are people that are very weak-willed that you can manipulate and twist without even thinking about it, just by using your voice and words alone. Those people are the easiest to manipulate. It is like animals that are very
weak?
Yeah, weak. It is, that was not the word that I was looking for, but it is well suited. That is able to be manipulated, like, as Kiri would say, a puppet on a string. A strong coercer will not use his voice or her voice. They will use their mind.
Okay, I can use my voice and get results, but I haven't been able to use my mind totally because I don't think I'm disciplined enough.
This is something that they are very disciplined on. Serious. Coercers are set aside and they become very disciplined individuals. Frequently, after they have finished their coercive education, they will become disciplined rebels, would be a good way to describe them. They become very rebellious and boisterous in nature, but about their coercive ability, they are very protective and disciplined. They will not readily use their coercive ability, as they know what can happen if they abuse it.
So, if I understand you correctly, you need discipline to do coercion correctly.
Right.
And then once you've mastered coercion, you need discipline to maintain your mastery.
Correct. And to avoid abuse. If you abuse it, it feeds back on itself and you become somebody that has no emotion. And I do not mean the appearance of no emotions. I mean no emotion. No remorse. No pain. No guilt. Nothing that would keep you on a moral balance. Sometimes this happens to individuals that have a high natural coercive ability. They become devoid of emotion because they know that they can use their ability to get whatever they wish from whomever they wish without having to work for it. So therefore, they suffer as the people that they use and abuse suffer in the fact that they have no satisfaction in anything that they do. They are inside empty. I believe you know somebody like that, Skip, or knew somebody like that.
Yes, I do.
Okay, next question.
Ooh, I'm tapped out. I mean, I've logged most of this. I apologize to everybody.
You're welcome, Johnny. Yes, I know. That was deliberate. Johnny, was an example of coercion.
Yeah, of course, so.
Once again, thank you for the comment on young man. And
well, that's a figure of speech with me.
Yes.
I do mean a compliment. That's not...
Oh,
that's
I not take it as a compliment. It has
but
been,
you touched off a close to home.
Yes. It has been many millennia since I have been called young man. And I thank you for that. Okay. Last question from...
In other words, the comments that you just put out, mm-hmm. the person that does not have to work to get anything that they want from another person and their emotions die within them, mm-hmm. will this continue to happen?
Yes. I believe in the situation that you are referring to, the individual has been nudged down the road even further. But that is a karmic thing that is a path that must be walked. It is two karmic paths, one of keeping or not, and the other one is repaying a debt of being too emotional in the past. The question is, can the oath be kept, and can the cycle be stopped of being too emotional one life and being too mean-spirited and deceitful in another life?
Yeah, I don't know, I'd be hard to say. I don't have the ability to say.
Let us hope that the oath keeper keeps his oath, and the person that has no emotions learns that it is necessary to learn how to control emotions. Trudy, you have a question?
No.
Okay. Russ?
Yeah, so Mom, you get a report about a conversation that Mark and I had about Nactus and Nactus.
It could be on my desk under a pile of paperwork. But let me put that correctly. It could be on my desk under a pile of discs.
Okay. Mark and I had a conversation concerning our association back in Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, we finally had a little bit of a discussion on whether I was right in my assertion at the time that, you know, we proceeded a different pace than Mark was. And we finally came to the agreement that our race at the time was too new to deal with any sort of ascension or what we were actually planning on doing. And so theoretically, I would correct my taking it to where it went. Theoretically, what do you think?
I think that you were both correct and both incorrect. And I will elaborate. Your perception that your race was not ready is correct in the fact of what occurred later on, as an example. Mark was correct in his sense by the fact that they read the sea, were there, and if they continued on that path, the possibility was there for a more rapid rise to a different level of existence. However, the disease was already spreading. So it was something that if a small faction had wandered off by itself and found a new home, they might have made it. But there again, they might not have made it because they might have brought the seeds with them. You are both wrong in the fact that accelerated manipulation of a species is a avenue that goes through the development and rise of any species. Again, Maxos was wrong in the fact that by being narrow-minded and keeping a race pure, it did not dilute the seed of the structure.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Can I ask one quick question here? You refer to Mark as Maxos?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I wasn't sure whether that was...
Are you prepared to pay the price for the one last question?
No. I'm going to shut up real quick.
Russ, what is the price for one last question?
25 push-ups.
Oh, man. I don't know if I can do 25 push-ups. I don't know if you can coerce me.
Well, Maul did. 25. He did 25 for me.
And I clapped.
And he clapped.
In between each one.
You don't really want me to do 25 push-ups, do you?
Do you want to ask the question?
No.
Okay.
Very well, Maul.
Thank you.
So you Trek fans, live long and prosper.
Good night, sir.
That is, I would like it then.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Kara.
I think that's funny, actually.
I think it's funny, too.
Okay, any questions for me?
No, I'm too scared to ask any more questions. I don't want to do 50 push-ups.
No, it's only a mom's joke. Hello. Hello. That is a mom's joke between Russ and everybody else that wishes to ask the question after the last questions have been called.
I won't make that mistake again.
Mm-hmm.
By the way,
see her.
Yeah.
Who does the healing, engineering, and research and development within ASHTAR? Is a certain group, or is it individual healers such as Cornette's?
It is. You have individual groups that are brought together by the leaders of each group, so that they are independent, but yet they work together.
So information is networked out, like on the internet.
Correct. But it is much more advanced and sophisticated than your internet.
Still, our internet is sort of a copy of what you already had going on long ago.
Yeah, but our internet, the power source, and the transmitter and receiver are... We have our own internet. Okay.
So any questions about healing
mm-hmm.
that you don't know or have access to, you can find out for us right away?
Oh, I thought you were saying that I didn't know.
That we don't know.
Not immediately. I would have to ask Cornas, who is my boss, and he would ask somebody else. And he would get back. It depends on what he's doing. For example, if let's say he's in his laboratory and he is doing some gene splicing, he might say, ask me again later. Or is your computer might say, sorry, line's busy, buddy.
Now, is it... I mean, could we come up with a healing question that you couldn't handle where you needed to ask advice? Or is that, are you snickering at that being a possibility that we come up with a...
I'm snickering at myself that it could be a possibility. There are questions that I do not know the answer to. And I would say, ask me next week. And I would go and ask Gormes. And he would say, go and ask one of the other people that I know.
But as a general rule, you would know the question, the answer to our question.
If it was in my field, yes.
Yes.
If it wasn't in my field, then I would have to ask. I, for example, am not a geneticist. I deal mainly with ailments and healing of bones. You might say I am a general practitioner.
Well, that would be the kind of questions that we would be inquiring with you.
That is correct. That's
right. I mean, we're not going to go start splitting genes, you know.
No, it's not my cup of tea. It is too reminiscent of things of the past.
Yeah. Yeah, I think at the time we're going to be more worried about mending a broken bone and buying a dozen eggs.
Yes. Instead of trying to figure out how to create a chicken that can lay bigger eggs more frequently that are tastier.
Yeah. Yeah, skip that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any more questions? No? Okay. I'm going to put on our technician.
Hello.
Crap.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Hello.
Hello. Where did I go wrong the other night?
I don't know.
I didn't do anything the previous night.
No,
I was kidding.
You brought all the information downloaded.
Oh. Oh, I know. No, I was referring to
talking to people that nobody was talking to me.
Oh, no, that wasn't you. I was trying to think about the same second. No.
Okay. No. All
right.
No, I don't. I think it was
just. Oh, new kid on the block, huh?
Yeah, new kid on the block.
Yeah, but Kiri was a new kid on the block and everybody wanted to talk to her. Even on the internet?
Obviously.
Yes. I'm going to try again on Saturday night. Is that okay with you?
Sure.
Okay.
So how are you doing today?
I'm doing fine. Slip me some skin.
I'll slip me some.
Oh, backhand, huh?
Be nice.
Okay.
We're going to have to get downhill.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, that young man's got to go to school in the morning.
Oh, you're going to school, huh?
You're being talked to.
Mm-hmm. What are you studying? What do you want to be? You want to be an artist, don't you? If my memory serves me right. You've got time. For whatever you decide, remember, the most important thing is to enjoy it. Because if you enjoy it, you're more productive.
It's been nice talking to you.
Okay. I'll see you later. You too.
Take care of yourself.
I will.
Bye bye.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for coming. Be careful driving home now, okay?
What time is it on the chronometer?
Oh,
it's quarter after the 10 number.
No, quarter after noon.
No, well, that's fast. It's like 5 after 9.
Of course, you guys started just before 8, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now back to computers. Okay, now, your computer out there, could that link into the internet?
No.
Why not?
Different languages.
Are you absolutely sure?
Look into it.
Yeah, because I'm pretty sure that type of computer, Commodore, is very popular in Europe. Ergo, if that type of computer has been used in Europe, and there are people on the internet from Europe, they should be compatible then. The network, there should be a common language.
Yeah. Theoretically, I'd have to look it up.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't Mark have a friend that's into...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Get Mark to give him a call. Next day off.
Okay.
In fact, tell Mark he needs a haircut and to schedule himself for an appointment.
Fair enough.
That way he can kill 2 birds with 1 stone.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What are the costs associated with the motor?
To upgrade it?
Upgrade it, put a new phone line in.
Mm. I'm sure that something could be worked out. So, that would be one avenue to pursue, is looking into making the computer there compatible to the internet.
Well, I would assume that if you got a upgrade on our computer up there and got an emulator that could translate
mm-hmm.
from Amiga language to DOS,
mm-hmm.
you could do it.
Yeah.
But see, everyone's speaking in DOS,
mm-hmm.
and that computer only understands Amiga,
mm-hmm.
and the two just don't mix.
So you get an emulator, so it can use, what does DOS stand for?
DOS?
Mm-hmm.
It stands for Data Organizational System.
Okay, so you use the data organizational system, the emulator, and yeah, you have an increase in memory capacity. You would want something like maybe
1.2 gig.
Yeah, I was actually thinking maybe 2 gigs.
That's real expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Real expensive.
But 2 gigs would give ample information, storage capacity with the emulator, and it would also give it the speed necessary for a more rapid and improved accessibility.
True.
And also, if you were doing the website, it would give you a ready station to access from two points. Say, for example, there's an assassination that is heard of, that you hear about in Russia, right? And you hear about it, and you know that people aren't going to hear about it quickly. You type it in, go, newsflash. Let me think of somebody. Lech Walesa assassinated. Mm-hmm. You get it out, and you list all the possibilities that could occur from such an assassination. You're an R analytic view.
True. Now, the way you could set it up on the computer so that the computer could do all the figuring out for you is that, well, at least in the same style as yours is doing?
No. For that, you would need probably maybe... Just for it to make you stop and pause and go, is it alive? And then realize that it's not.
It's alive.
You are talking probably about 100,000 gig.
100,000 gig? Mm-hmm.
Ours up here on the base has approximately 2 million gig in your term.
Yeah. And what state of the art nowadays? Like 10?
You could get more, but
mm-hmm.
You could be 100 megabytes of information this top of the line. Now it's 1,000, now it's 2,004.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond our comprehension.
Yeah.
But it's just a different language.
Mm-hmm. Well, also the language written into the computer for it to be able to think for itself, to act for itself, and so on, is so far beyond your current technology of my home planet that I have difficulty sometimes. I talk to the computer and it understands me when I talk English or Dorongadan. It understands exactly what I'm saying, and it will answer, and it will mimic if I'm going, let me do it this way. And the computer will go, will you make up your mind, please? I can't stand here all day whilst you vacillate and wobble between what you're going to do and what you're not going to do.
And the computer gives you that feedback immediately.
Mm-hmm. It will behave as if it's irritated. Or if you give the some, if you are in a mood that you need cheering up, it will tell you jokes. It will make you laugh. It will behave like somebody's trying to cheer you up. It will behave like it's playful. It will play practical jokes on you.
But it's not aware.
I don't think so. Sometimes it seems like it is.
Mm.
Or at least the way that I talk to it. And it talks back to me in the same way. In fact, the other day, no, it was before I went on my break. I got quite irritated, and it told me to relax and calm down. And I got annoyed with it, saying, will you shut up and let me just do my work? And it said, if you don't relax and calm down, I'm not working. So we had an argument over whether or not the computer was going to work whilst I was throwing a temper tantrum.
You had an argument with the computer?
Mm-hmm. Quite drawn out, actually. It shifted... Right. From
our standpoint, from a more practical standpoint, have you given Russ and Mark enough information to upgrade and to form this web and do the best we can with the capabilities available on this planet in this dimension?
Oh, there is a lot more that we can discuss, but that is limited by energy endurance of Mark and also... time on the recording device, which is running short.
Now, so I'm assuming that we are going to discuss this, and this will be part of our discussion.
Oh, yes,
in the future.
I will elaborate more at a later time, but at the moment I have to do a little bit of research and translate from the wrong I have to translate from English to Dorongdudun so I can comprehend it properly, and then back to English so that I can explain it to you without getting all confused.
I understand, but you do understand that my heavy is not
a computer. I understand.
I'm very computer ignorant. But I think my cooking and first aid mountaineering background will come in handy.
Yes, I think it will. But, when we worked yesterday, Mark and myself on Russ's computer, we did manage to get the system up and running, and we did manage to get everything taken care of, even though it was responding real slowly, which still baffles me a little bit.
What turbo was on?
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't?
No. Mark thought it was. But it was still responding slowly. I got frustrated a couple of times with, first of all, the lag from up here to Mark, because Mark was not typing as fast as I would like, and he was asking me, are you sure that's what you want to say? We were going backwards and forwards, and it wasn't as quick, and then the computer itself was being slow. I mean, if I had got into Mark's body and done what Kiri did, which I can do, the headset works better on me than it does on Kiri, actually, I would be able to link in and type real rapidly.
Through Mark's body?
Mm-hmm.
But Mark himself doesn't type that fast.
No.
He does have some typing skills along with Russ.
His method of on the keyboard is hunt and peck.
Okay.
He's like a chicken. Me, I use two fingers.
Is there two hands, you mean?
Mm-hmm. Two hands, two fingers.
You said two fingers and you're moving all your fingers and your thumb.
Mm-hmm.
And you have four fingers and a thumb?
That's correct. My hands look like your hands, apart from my fingers a little bit longer and slender and elegant.
Okay. Now, since our computers have limited capability, and Mark and Russ have limited typing ability, is there something that's affordable that we can do to expedite getting this information and sharing it with other people?
Wait, you have a release date. Let's say you update every Monday morning, right?
Yes.
That gives you 7 days from Monday afternoon back to Monday morning to type in the information that you want to update.
Okay, so I'm picturing Russ working two jobs, 14 hours a day, staying up for an additional eight. But, I mean, is it feasible?
Yes.
Is it practical?
Easily. And there's also, you're forgetting somebody else that is usable for that, that has direct access to here.
Who's that?
Mark. The other thing that you can do is, as you are working on the computer, you get quicker. So therefore, you can wear things quicker and you can type away and you get quicker and more information out. So I think I'm always quite correct in saying start off with, as a compromise, once a week. I actually said once every 4 days.
4 days.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he said.
But I'm sure that Omo would probably raise an eyebrow, maybe cross his arms and go, okay, if you ask him once a week. In fact, I personally would prefer that, because that would give us plenty of time on a Tuesday night to give you information, sources to look at, areas to search on the computer, and for you to compile the information and meet the deadline.
And wouldn't that be also more practical with Mark and Russ's busy schedule?
I don't think Mark's schedule is that busy. Once...
Why not?
Once the ski season ends.
I got the whole night.
Yeah. And Mark will be working from 8 till 5 once the ski season ends. And that will give him plenty of time to come home if necessary, take a nap, and work until 2 in the morning.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I think the tape's about to expire anyway.
Yeah.